That kind of, I don't know how you feel about that. Some of you may be really uncomfortable with silence, but that just that moment of silence, isn't it kind of neat? It almost focuses us. And I love that point of just being, you being able to pray for a moment while we all just be quiet. And it's always interesting to me because I can hear the babies all go, you know, get quiet. It's just kind of neat. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. This is 2012, and you know, every time New Year's comes around, I have a hard time believing it, and I'm just like you. I keep putting 2011 on the checks for a little while till it catches up, you know, about into a month and a half, and finally get it. But you know, I guess it's that way every January. Every January 1st, we hit another year, and all of a sudden it occurs to us, wow, the whole year's gone by so fast. And I can remember, and I wonder if you remember, like in the 1980s and 90s, thinking about the 21st century. And I can remember one particular guy making some predictions and that kind of thing, and used the year 2012 as he was talking about his projection 2012 and 2015. And I thought to myself, you know, back in those years, and I'm going to have to go a little bit early, I'm a little bit older, and so, you know, I'd think in the 60s and 70s and 80s, I would think, boy, when we get to the 21st century, is it going to be like Star Trek? Are we going to get there? Is it going to be like Star Wars and, you know, and we have a lot of more space-type travel or, you know, in fact, I used to think, man, that'd be so great because in 2012... we'll be driving around on anti-gravity cars, and we won't be using the road anymore. And then I think, but what are they going to do about all the weeds in the road, you know, that grow because we're not using tires and you know, and are hovering and then having error pathways that we go. And then I really love the idea on Star Trek where they would talk to the computer and it would talk back, right? No more keyboard! Man, I just hate keyboards. And so... I just thought, man, that'll be great. We'll have virtual offices and everybody will work at home. And when we travel by air, it'll be so common that we can reach China in an hour and, you know, Paris in a half hour. And then all of a sudden, it's 2012, and I think about Solomon when he said, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, we've arrived at this 12th year of the 21st century, and the cars are a little slicker, the plastic inside's a little nicer than it used to be, but it all seems to be kind of the same thing. And, you know, I thought, what's really great, though, about 2012 is that the Bible is still relevant today. After 2,000 years, can you believe that? The Bible's still relevant. And I know they're the doubters and the naysayers that say, oh, I don't think it's relative for our age and irrelevant for our age. And you know, we know they say that because they're futile in their own life pattern. And I think it's that they don't want it to be relevant in their life because if it's relevant, it kind of messes up their selfishness and their sin lifestyle because what they want to do is live the way they want to live without any consequences or any guilt, and the Bible's a little restrictive on that. And I say that in a good way because isn't it the truth that God is looking out for us? And, you know, there's two ways, I think, to look at thou shalt nots. The first that one that I grew up with is thou shalt not means that God does not want us to have any fun, okay? And so he's saying, you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do that. And I'm thinking to myself as a kid going through high school and getting out, well, why can't I? It all sounds fun to me. Or the second one is thou shalt not because if you do, it's going to hurt you in your life. It's going to really mess you up, and so don't do that. And that's where I think God comes from, this second half, is he puts out these restrictions only to save us from the grief and the consequences of the things that will happen in our life if we choose against what he's saying. And so I think, man, it's still relevant today. The things that he tells us to do and the things that he suggests we not do all help us in our Christian life. And so today marks the day of making and starting resolutions. New Year's resolutions. And you know, it's easy to make New Year's resolutions after you've gone through Christmas and I got in front of the mirror and I was getting the pooch again and I got to start exercising. So I got down and started pumping iron in my basement. I got this Weeder double station thing. And so I work out and then walk in the cold, and it's kind of a lifestyle, but somehow last few months I kind of let go of it, and I got back